And we're back.
Maybe we gotta watch that other one too, because it cut off again last time. I love seeing my notifications. I shouldn't really get that excited, but it's like, yo, you know what? You need to go live more. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Leave me alone.
Yo.
Yo. Damn, Q.
Hand down. Man down.
Man down. Man down. Listen, this is good. This is good for us.
Yeah.
Technologically speaking,
energy up.
This is a good start. You know?
Shit actually on right now.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, man. Welcome to Thursdays. Thursdays are good. You get, yeah, see, look at us with the background and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Rocking out at 6:20 is sharp and all of that good stuff. What's going on, world? That's how bad a delay be. Just so you can. So when y'all be saying stuff in the comments and we be responding later, it's like,
late.
Yeah. We done moved on to another topic. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can curse. Yeah, I don't care about that. Anyway, how about I introduce myself? What's going on, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Knotts, here for another exciting and invigorating episode. My adjective game has really been stepping up.
I see that.
I wanna applaud my third grade English teacher, Mrs. Pagliarulo. She was like the only one who approved, not approved, but really believed in me becoming a professional baseball player when I told her I wanted to play for the Yankees.
She was wrong.
At shortstop. But
my fault, go ahead. Yeah, you still got a chance, bro. It's not too late.
One and only, world renowned, alongside my part in crime, shoot you in the kneecap when you're trying to leave your dream out.
Oh,
S Dot, what up?
Shit,
go ahead. I'm
man.
Sorry. Introduce yourself.
It's Will, man.
Jeez.
Will Thrill, professional shit talking extraordinaire, killer of dreams. Love the people, the coach, and everything about it.
Former podcast Europe. Host.
Former it podcast is. Host. I ain't gonna get replaced.
The funny, I don't even know if that's funny anymore.
What's that? Hey,
look,
Knotts out here taking applications.
There we go.
He's trying to get me out of here.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Ain't no, no show
this,
without Will.
This nigga out of here.
Ain't no show
I'm
without Will.
I'm
y'all
tired
know
of
that.
Shit.
Come on, man.
Yo, why he be talking about you like that? But yeah, don't lie. He's playing.
I'm used to it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
No,
what's good, man?
Chilling, brother. How you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful.
Mr. Thursday. I see
Mr.
you.
Mr. Friday night on a Thursday. Isn't that how I said it?
Think that is
so
it.
Many nicknames. I'm approaching Diddy status.
He got a lot going on.
I mean, love, whatever he's on now. Did you see when he said, the pandemic is over? Nah, I'm asking what you've been up to, but it just reminded me that, and I will forget because we got like 19,000 things to talk about.
Right.
But he was like, yeah, the pandemic is officially over. He said this like yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Puff.
Nah, you got to call him Love.
Diddy.
How you feel about calling somebody Love like that?
Sean. I got a cousin named Love. His real name's Love. Shout out Love.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
so I'm good with
name.
It. I'm good with it. You know, that's his actual name.
Like
though,
Meta.
So.
Like
Meta Love?
Meta Knotts or something like that.
Oh, Meta Knotts. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. No idea.
Somebody look up what Meta means. I'm just joking. That's Court's job. Court online yet? Nah, not
hell
yet.
Hell no.
Get the C2S dot.
Slacking
Court. Daddy thinks. How's your week, man?
Week has been good, bro. I ain't do shit. Now I went swimming. No, that was last week.
That was last week. Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about black people getting
bro,
in the water.
Bro, I didn't do anything this weekend, which felt fucking amazing.
That makes for great content. I did not do nothing in
fuck
life.
Y'all, that shit was amazing.
As compared
really,
to the other weeks.
Really, yeah, I really sat down and like got to like just be in the house.
Okay.
Fucking slept. Shit was great.
Salute to that. Congratulations for that right there.
I forgot what that was like.
Yeah. A full 8 hours.
Listen. Nah, I can't sleep 8 hours. That shit's not.
Nah?
Nah. I got a solid like six though.
That's good.
That shit feel great. I ain't gonna lie.
You almost got to train yourself now.
Yeah. 8 is like, I can't do it. I can't lay in a bed like that. That shit isn't, I can't do
You're
it.
Not laying in bed, you're sleeping. You know?
Yeah, see, but I can't stay asleep for that long.
That dynamic you're creating
like,
is so really
you,
messed
on,
up.
On, like, what's the longest you think you could like really lay down? Because you like a 4 hour guy.
Wait a minute. Lay down, get rest, or sleep. What are we talking about?
Sleep.
10 hours.
You
done it
sleep?
Before.
Really?
Done it before. You got to remember what I used to do,
that's
though.
Probably from a week of you sleeping for like 2 hours every day for the whole
but
week.
The point is I could do it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you remember when I was working corporate, I was working third shift. I didn't want to miss Saturday.
Right.
So I get off Saturday morning at 8 in the morning and just keep going. And so I wouldn't stop or in DJ or whatever until Saturday night. And then I would just crash all day Sunday.
Shit, boy.
Yeah. So I've done 10 hours. I've done 10 hours.
Nah. So you were staying up for over 24 hours.
Yeah, I've done.
You was wilding.
I was done.
I can't do it.
I'm not doing it no more.
Okay. Yeah,
but you know, it was a necessary.
Yeah, he had to be done, bro. Everything.
Yeah,
nah, had to be done.
Yeah, that's all. So, you know, it was.
If anybody could do it. Yo,
look how you try to turn it around.
Yeah, I've witnessed you like sleep driving. That's the wild part.
Yo,
like I've firsthand witnessed.
Hold on, my insurance company be watching.
No. This is years ago because I was still at another job. So what happened was like it was one of them days where like you was getting off of work, and it just so happens like the way you went to work.
Yeah.
The way you came home was the way I went to work.
Right.
So I happened to get on the interstate one day. And I'm driving to work. I'm wide awake now because it's early. It's probably 6 in the morning.
So it's late as hell right now.
Yeah, it's 6 in my morning. World. Yeah. So it's late as hell. And I'm driving. And I look to my left and I was like, that's fucking nuts. Like, so I'm watching him. Yo, when I tell you this man, that y'all can't hear me for the podcast listeners, but he was driving like this.
If they can't hear you, it ain't happening. That's all I'm saying.
Like, yo, it looked like a mannequin was driving the car. He was sitting so still.
I was in the passenger seat. That was a mannequin. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. I had a robot back
then. He had a Tesla before the Tesla.
Listen, man.
Yeah, the Toyota Tesla.
He over here. He trying to hit my other kneecap right now. You see what I'm saying?
My man had the Toyota.
Carl, what up?
The Camry Tesla out there.
Was I driving a Camry then?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. He was in the Camry Tesla. But yeah. That dude
was back
sleep driving, bro.
Yeah.
I was like.
Les, what up?
Yeah, I rode by him. I was next to him for like 5 minutes. I finally had to call him.
You did call him. I remember
he said,
that.
Yo. I said, look over here. He said, oh, what up? I said, this nigga energy is on -17.
Yo,
I respect it though, bro, because you was like you maintained that lane. You had the
that's the skill, right?
You had the lane assist. Come before on, the lane assist, bro.
Pine Hills out here, man. That was your shit.
They stole your idea.
Come on, man. I was the model for it.
Yeah.
All right, let me not reach.
Sleep knots.
Shout out to sleep. No sleep lifestyle. So I'm gonna let that rock. Yeah, but yeah. I like that. But
you know. Go together.
I'm all about getting rest now though. So,
oh yeah, you know. Absolutely.
Except for last night. That's a whole nother story though. But
like what this story said.
Nah, we don't.
We don't.
Yeah, it was work involved. Chanel says she does it all the time.
But that's another motherfucker. She don't sleep, man.
Oh, like, man. Estelle want to get right to it,
up.
Man.
Huh? She just be up, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. That shit is wild to me.
Yeah.
Nigga, let me tell you who Will is. So when Will hits the sheets, easy. Not the cheeks, the sheets. Lay down. Bed. Sheets. With the S.
All right. They both have S's by
5 minutes. Yeah. This one begins with S.
But it always matters where you end.
Ah.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Right.
She gonna know when I'm finished. All right, chill. I mean, we going too far.
I mean, it's you.
Yeah, it is. Right, we're off the rails early on. We're off the rails. But
just like me.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk about you and your rest habits. That sounds
my habits.
Your rest
habits. Oh, not. But fucking 3 minutes into me getting into bed, I'm snoring.
So you're not an insomnia person,
bro?
At all.
No.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you the one time I experienced that shit is terrible.
It is.
That shit is really some horrible shit. Not to be able to go to sleep.
Well,
bro.
Well, you got a different issue. Yeah, so
I will take something to help me before I like that insomnia shit is. Ooh.
Mm.
Yikes. Ooh.
I never experienced it until I experienced it and then I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought the bed was shaking. Like I was laying in the middle of the bed. I got a king size bed. I'm laying in the middle of the bed.
Y'all heard that, ladies. Nah, go ahead. Get your shit off. Go ahead. Get your shit off.
I'm just trying to explain because it really makes no sense.
Candles lit.
As to. Damn, shit. No. Not on this special occasion called sleep, brother. But nah, the whole. It felt like I had to sit up because it felt like the whole bed was like. I was like, shit. What the hell?
I told
never experienced that before. All right, we're done.
Nah,
so about this fight. Let's get right to it.
I never experienced that. Insomnia is fucking awful.
Yeah. Like, I think that was insomnia mixed with anxiety at the same time. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all know me. I'm laid back, cool cat. Nothing can stress me out because I'm going to be that. You know what I mean?
I see what you did.
So for me to experience that at 40 plus years old, I was like, what in the hell?
What is this? Yeah. So how old were you when you first like got the stop, chill. So this is going somewhere decent. You about to spit that out. I was about to be serious for a second. Just for half a second though, but not too long. So how old were you when you first like recognized that
13.
as being like the anxiety? Like that type of.
When I woke up the next morning and researched that shit. I was
so
like,
that was your very first time ever experiencing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have no issue falling. Yo, if you haven't met my father, and y'all have. The one thing we have
King
in common.
Joseph.
The one thing we have in common is being able to fall asleep in any situation at the drop of a hat. And I used to talk about it all the time until I started doing it. Mm. So now it's just be like, oh, you stop. I stopped talking? All right. Just put a Homer Simpson in there.
He be sleeping at the barbecue.
Listen.
And my grandfather was like that. But that dude would just be up. He would be up all day working. The next day, it'd be like a barbecue or something. Mm. This motherfucker found one of them little old ass folding chairs. Lights out, homie.
Uncomfortable and all that.
Lights
he grew
out,
up.
Man. Yo, shout out to all the old men who never wore. Like, I think I see my grandfather wear jeans one time.
What did you normally wear?
This motherfucker just wore slacks, bro. Like, you know, he different. You know, like,
older cats.
And they called them dungarees. Motherfucker, we wouldn't call them jeans. Now I want no goddamn dungarees.
Dungarees.
He wearing slacks. Fucking, he might get
dungarees
some shorts
are less comfortable, man. That's why they be dungarees. All ruffled and shit. Anyway.
Where I move.
Yeah, shout out to them, because I'm not wearing no dungarees.
All right, so the...
You want to get to it?
Bunny ears fight? Is that what we headed? So the streets want to talk about?
Who you calling bunny ears?
Who?
I'm just saying, you know.
Was it a fight? Did you watch it?
I watched portions of it.
Clips of it?
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm not going to say it. Yes, I saw the fight.
Okay.
I was about to go somewhere else.
What'd you think?
I got exactly what I expected. I did expect at least one knockdown.
Yeah, I think people
at least
like,
one.
Yeah, the expectations people had of it, I was just like, "Wow!" Well, they mad at him. Oh, that wasn't no good fight. He's a 44-year-old world class boxer against
one
a
of
YouTube,
the greatest ever.
Yeah, against a YouTube star.
Yeah, who's what 6?
Yeah, yeah, he's way bigger than him, but still, like,
he outweighed him by what, like 25-30 pounds? They said
it's probably more than that, bro.
Yeah,
but like, he's not a boxer. Like, it'd be different if you fighting a cat. Like, Ocho Cinco fought a dude that he could stick in there because that dude wasn't the greatest boxer.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if Ocho Cinco would have gotten there against fucking Floyd.
Right.
He was getting put to sleep.
So, wait. What's your issue you had with the fight then?
I had none. But I saw people online that were, like, going crazy. Like, oh, we paid for this. And my mom, I'm saying, what was your expectation of a YouTube star fighting? That's like I'm saying, yo, Nazis get in the ring with Mayweather. Nazis in trouble.
Watch yourself.
We taking that check, though.
Yo, that body. I'm going to get a couple body blows
in.
We taking that check.
Yo, you got it. Yo, man, you Tyson, I'm Don King.
Come on. Come. I remember how that worked out. Yeah, nah.
Without the ripping off.
Nah. Nah. See, people that said the same thing. People really thought Floyd
God
was going to lose.
God bless America.
They thought Floyd was going to lose. That's the nonsense behind
it. Are you serious?
Yeah, they did. Mind you, they announced.
I thought Floyd wouldn't get hit.
Yeah, I was surprised he got touched a couple times. And I think he did
that's
that.
That's how I know he wasn't in shape.
He's 44.
I'm going to get off the couch. He was like, it's today? All right, let's go. I ain't even going to shave. Let's go. You ready? Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, but you know, we keep lining up for it. Oh, it's going to be another one like it.
Oh, yeah.
This was fun for Floyd. I think they announced this 45 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, this was something to do on a Sunday night.
Yeah. This was a super duper money grab, and why wouldn't he do it? Yeah. He'd be a fool not to take that money. So y'all want to give me $50 million to fight a dude that I know was probably not going to hit me. Run it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did watch one.
Run it.
When
do I start?
I watched one official breakdown where they were saying, like, every time Floyd started, you know, really touching him up, he would lean on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no choice.
But I mean, it's a boxing technique. Like, what do you want him to do? You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, then there's like a video say, oh, like he knocked him out right here. Nah, he caught him, but he didn't knock him out.
Wait, he knocked out Floyd?
No, it looked like Floyd, like, caught him.
Oh, he did catch him a couple times.
No, but like, it like Jake kind of fell into him, and it almost like Floyd was like, oh, hold on, baby. You got a little bit more work to do. not yet.
It was
not yet. Yeah, whoa. They playing for 3 rounds. Chill out. We can't do this now. But then I watched it. I was like, "Nah, I think he definitely dazed him. He wasn't fully out because if he's fully
part.
Out,
I gotta watch that part.
Fucking, he can't hold up Jake Paul. Jake Paul's a fucking big dude. He gotta have 50 pounds.
Oh man!
But now overall, man, overall it was what I thought it was.
Okay,
I wasn't looking at it as like a world class fight. That shit was a sideshow, and it was what I thought it was.
Sideshow Bob, how about it?
So good for them. I ain't mad at nobody's getting no. If somebody want to overpay you, I'm never gonna be mad at you.
So you think we should keep watching it?
I watched it. I mean, I ain't pay for that shit. But, I mean, I watched it.
How much were they charging? 60? 50? It was on Showtime, right? It wasn't on pay-per-view.
Shit, I don't know.
Don't
nobody know. At this point, people who still pay for shit like that, I'd be like, for real?
Somebody,
you better get you a fire stick or something. I don't know. You better get you something.
You know, boxing is up there with baseball as far as sponsorships go and where the money comes
from. I thought
you was
going to go as far as like things I want it to be. Just for like a half second, I was like,
"Nah, I'm always talking about the money. Get to the money.
Gotta get to the bag.
Yeah, get to the bag. So yeah, But yeah, so a lot of that stuff was covered in sponsorships. I think Floyd said he got an extra $10 million just for wearing the shorts he had on with the labels on.
He was counting
the
patches. He said 10 for each patch. 10 for each patch on it. It's $30 million on my shorts.
Come on, man.
Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Come
do
on,
that?
Cloth talk. You know what I'm saying?
How much are your shorts worth?
Man. But fight wise, like I said, I got what I expected out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect nothing. So.
I'm about to say.
Yeah.
That's why people who had like expectations of this being some like world class fight, I'm like, for real?
No, it was just something to do.
Like, for real? I seen better fights in Dykeman.
No, my gosh. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good damn point. It really has. It's the money team, Peabody, you stupid.
Bro.
That's what it get to it, man.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Legalized bank heist, is that how you put it?
Yeah, he called it. That shit is armed robbery he pulled off.
Yeah.
No gun, no mask.
Middle of the day.
Yeah, no gun, no mask, and I'm recording it.
So what you think would have happened if you really would what's his name? Mm-mm. The white dude.
Logan, is it Logan or Jake? I don't know.
I don't know.
One of the Paul brothers.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Paul Bearer.
So Paul Bearer. What if he really would have caught Floyd and like really
knocked him out?
Not knocked him out, but
just rocked him?
Yeah. And he would have dropped him and Floyd would have got up.
That shit would probably made for a more entertaining fight.
Would it have changed Floyd's legacy, though?
No.
No?
No. That fight wasn't even picking a winner. That's how you...
We're talking about the...
his legacy?
Okay.
No.
Yo, let's talk about it from the views of the interwebs who exaggerate everything.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? So would it have changed some people's point of aspect of how they looked at Floyd?
I don't think so.
Really?
I just think they look at... Like, it don't matter. Yeah, I just think that part of his life is over. I just think that...
Y'all being generous. Y'all don't know the same internet I know.
No, I don't think they would have tried. They would have tried to. That's like shitting on Pacquiao because he got old and still trying to fight.
What are you talking about, Q?
Go Buster Douglas.
But this is a whole nother.
That was a real fight, though.
That did change his legacy. First of all, my bad. Let me get back to it. It did change. I mean, because he got his ass whooped. You know what I mean? He went into it unprepared. I'm just saying.
I'll beat Tyson ass.
There we go. Tyson Beckford. Tyson chicken wings.
Mike don't want this, man. Mike don't want this, man. Mike, what's up, man?
Right, man. Shout out J.P. Shout out Rasta Rudy.
I fucking love Mike, man.
Side note. It's like I got nothing to do with boxing, but I'm looking forward to Face Off tomorrow. I'm not DJing, but I plan on being there.
Hmm.
MJQ, look at me giving free drops.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow, J.P., so you know. Yeah. What else we got? Because I think we're done talking about.
Okay, yeah, we're done with boxing. Yeah. Versus?
Yeah. Speaking of boxing.
Speaking of
versus matches, I'd rather see it be boxing matches.
Yo. That was rough.
All right. I pulled it off, though. Come on, man.
Yeah, I see you. You got shit off.
Come on.
You got shit off. So behind the line. That was good. That was three.
Thank you. You want to go soldier? You want to go?
That ain't happening.
Well, I want to see the ladies fight.
Let's go at the very next one.
Okay. What's the very next
one? Which is Eve and Trina.
Okay.
Which feels a little rushed.
In what aspect?
That like normally they. What was the one where we had like a full week leader? Which one was that?
Full week or full month?
It was like a month. Who was that?
In the beginning, all of them were like a month leader.
Yeah. So I felt like this one just came out like a day or two ago. And
like, yeah, what you doing tomorrow?
Wednesday, Trina and Eve. I was like, wait, what? And it's on a Wednesday, which also I thought kind of odd. And then the other thing I was thinking watching it was like, do I want to hear 20 of these?
From who? Eve or from Trina?
I don't pick one.
Either one. Y'all being disrespectful.
Why,
I can listen.
Why
to
else Trina. Am I here?
I can I don't know to help people provide positive content.
Man, fuck no,
I'm on the wrong show for that. Talk that shit, real.
That's what we got you here for.
Balance. That's what we're here for. So you really don't want, you're not looking forward to Eve versus Trina?
Nah, I am. But all right. I'm not going to do that right now.
I'm looking forward to the outfits.
Yeah, I'm almost jumping. I'm almost jumping the hole just now.
All right, Court, I see.
I want to see it. I just think like them. I think is a tough 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think after them tough 10, it's going to be a little bit dicey.
I don't.
I think Eve is going to. Eve got a lot of fucking. You know what she got a lot of? She got a lot of posse records.
Mm-hmm. Verses.
Like a lot of them.
A lot of verses on verses that she can rock on verses.
She has a lot of like, oh, I'm on this song with DMX. Yeah, play that. Oh, the locks are on this one? Play that.
I hear what you're saying, but. Trina's not that far behind.
Oh, no, Trina
Trina's in a lot of collaborations.
Trina got some shit.
Listen.
This is going to be dope.
No, but they doing the whole Versus thing, though.
Yeah, whole Versus.
Not the whole, yeah, you talking about.
That's a good one. Who got a better first album?
I don't remember. Stop. I don't. Come on.
You don't want to hear.
I remember the singles, but you talking about whole the continuity of the album?
No, I like Trina, though. But how you got it? Let me get a score. Let me go there first.
Weighing in. Sound like Swiss. Zone.
Y'all know what this is?
I'm going to go 13-7 Eve.
Okay.
Why y'all thought I was going to go?
I thought you was going to violate. No, that's respectable.
Come on. What you mean?
I was hoping you said
something. That's violation?
That was, shit, I should have answered first. That was going to be. That was
so wait. All right. We got to define it because we do this shit every week now.
Okay.
So is 14-6 violation and 13-7 is cool?
I don't know. Nah, I guess not.
Because 15-5 is disrespect.
15-5 is definitely. 15-5 is definitely. That might be the line. That's definitely the line where disrespect starts right there.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's why you're 15-5. Hold on, dog.
Wait a minute.
We ain't doing that.
But 14-6 is.
You should. Respectable? It's a respectable showing?
I'm
trying to get to the point where I'm like, what's. So if 14-5 is just total disrespect.
And not a real score.
Yeah, so respectable. Oh, yeah, 15-5, excuse me. Math a little off. So 15-5, if that's the disrespectful line.
Yeah.
So the 13-7 is respectable?
This is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think that's in the respectable.
So what is 14-6? A side chick? Like, what are we saying? Like an acceptable side? I'm going somewhere else.
You headed down a bad path of disrespect at 14.
Like, right?
This shit might get ugly. Like, hey, whenever your first thought is 14-6, you're thinking, I'm like, you better not have no misstep playing the game. Like, you better get your fucking playlist better be in order because this shit could get out of control quick.
It's like a 4-5 seed in the playoffs.
Don't do that.
It could go 4-1 real quick. I'm baiting Joe so bad right now.
No, don't crank. We're not doing that. We're not cranking them up. But I actually like that. Damn, I hate agreeing with you, but nah.
You like 14-6? Yeah. No, what I said. I said 13-7, right?
Yeah.
13-7.
That was going to be my. I should.
But you going 13-7 Trina?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not.
All
right. Even though I like Trina, and I think she's. It's not going to be a walk, but.
Boy, you getting your political bag?
Nah, Eve is getting her.
Oh, my God.
I said Eve, that the posse records are going to smash.
No, like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the. No, I like Trina, though. She's very respectful.
No,
man, shut up.
Who likes
Come
Trina?
Come on, man.
You like Trina. The first thing you said was, "Oh, don't disrespect Trina."
But I can stand on it.
But
not,
I got Eve.
Not then here go. You, it's like saying, "Yo, don't disrespect." But I like Trina. Like, come on, man.
Respectfully,
if you're gonna stand, you gonna stand on it. Stand on it. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
if you think she's about to smash her,
she's
then,
not.
All right, then. So she's then don't quantify it by saying, "Yo, I like Trina." It's like, "Yo, your girl is cute," but it's not the same, man. It's not the same. It just feel different. Am I wrong?
Hell yeah.
I'm. Good job.
Thanks for coming. Money's on the dresser.
Pick a teddy bear off the middle row, not the top row. The top row ain't you. That middle row right there.
Whoa, not up there.
It's not, it's out your league, baby.
It's out your league.
So summertime is here.
I can tell by the outfits.
See, J.P. says 12-8 Trina. See?
Ooh, okay.
And J.P. knows music. So, you know.
Respect that.
Here you go again.
No, that's still not a crazy score to me.
It's not.
I think that's in the respectable range.
Okay.
I think after that is when it's like that. When it be the like the 11-9s when I'd be like, oh shit, this is close for real.
When have we ever had an 11-9?
I don't think we have. I think that last one I was in that realm.
Which one?
The Tim and Swiss where I was like, yeah, this shit gonna be tight because
I still have not finished watching that whole entire episode.
You don't have an extra 2 hours to dedicate to it?
Oh my Lord.
You only watched an hour, but you don't have two more?
Oh, my, 2.5 more. What are you talking about?
Take you a month to watch that whole shit, bro.
And it just may.
You know, coming here in July like, yo, that shit was crazy. They're going to be like, what is he talking about?
When Swiss put out that demo tape?
Yeah, that shit was nuts. Nigga had the short set.
Oh, yo, you stupid. Yeah, you stupid. All right, so here goes. Okay, here go real question.
Go.
Are they bringing anybody out along with them?
I want Trick to come out and do that fucking that dance.
Trick gonna come out.
Trick coming
out. Katrina, who's coming out with Eve?
Swiss.
No.
He can't?
No.
Nobody's coming out.
I was thinking Sheik Lucha or somebody.
Where
like
are they
that.
Doing this? Because I don't think Trick leaves Miami. So if they're doing it down there.
They just did it in Miami. So that's a good point.
Yeah, it's just because Trick
I don't think Trick can leave the state of Florida at this time.
It's a rule somewhere. Listen,
Listen, man, him and Kodak beat. Let me chill. Anyway, so
can we get Tripp to do that fucking, what's that dance? Remember that? Remember that viral video of him doing that air hump shit came out like,
oh my God,
last year? Like, I would love to see that.
Oh,
that
man.
Shit was so funny.
Comedy.
But I like I like Eve in this one.
All right, so you like Eve. I'm picking Eve. I don't want to pick Eve now because it's no fun in doing that.
So pick Trina.
No, I'm gonna pick Trina then. I'm gonna go Trina 11-9.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm with it because I could fight for it either way.
Yeah.
Dreddy,
I said, if
6'5", what's good,
she, and she plays everything perfectly, and Eve is just going in there like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you on your Stephen A right now. Go ahead. If she plays everything perfectly?
That shit, bro, shit got a fall right. It's not, but that's the path to victory. You know what I mean? Like I said, the Knicks, our path to victory is Julius got to score 40.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Not likely.
Here we go.
But
here we go.
If it's going to happen.
Let it be known when we
every
made it.
Time,
we, every time somebody bring up competition,
here
you go
up,
talking about the Knicks. We made it a whole 30 minutes, people. That's an accomplishment.
You know,
you know.
I'm on New York shit.
Yeah, you on your Knicks shit. That's it.
I love my Knicks.
Your Manhattan shit. Anyway, so, all right. You want to cover the other one now? Because that was next. You want to say that?
Yeah, because we talked about that one already. Remember when we thought it was a fake one? Well, it was a fake one at the time.
Yeah.
But now we'll get to that.
I would love to see them box it out, man. If anybody is going to come to blows, I think it's going to be them too. And it's going to look like a hugging match instead of a boxing match.
Shit.
Okay.
Might want to see Draco and Shad.
Come on.
Fucking box it out.
They make it clap. I'm chilling.
Yo, while we there, keep it a buck. That song is trash.
Ah, come on. It's good times.
The TikTok part of it.
What up, G?
Yo, I actually finally heard like the rest of the song other than, because all I ever heard before was the TikTok part.
15 seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I heard the rest of the song?
Yeah.
That shit is dookie. Yo.
That's what it takes.
And I like Soulja, bro, but that shit was dookie, bro.
Can we talk about TikTok for a minute?
Go.
And how they making people overnight celebrities? Like, how do y'all feel about it? As a DJ used to breaking records and things like
play
that.
Play something these hoes are like.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, I see what you said.
Can make you a celebrity overnight.
Yeah, overnight. Yeah, I got you.
See what it is?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you did. But I was just looking at
hey,
some
kids, of
the numbers,
that's
right?
A Twister record.
Yeah. Twister,
Twister
is a rapper from the 90s.
He's from
Midwestern Chicago. He has skills.
On this date in hip-hop history.
Yo, talk about dating yourself. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He raps fast.
And that's all they need to matter. They're like, what the fuck is a Guinness book? But
you mean the beer?
Think about it. Oh.
Yeah.
We're not diverting there. Because, okay, so I'm going to hold down my point of where I was going. HD for president. HD for president.
What's that?
That's another TikTok song. Let me play it real quick. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. Y'all know what it is. His name as an artist is HD for president. What's the name of the song? Anybody know? Anybody?
Twerk?
Bueller?
Girls twerking?
Bueller?
That's
the title of the videos.
Okay, that's the one where the girls walk away.
Yeah.
Shake their booty, right? Yeah. I seen them.
So, I'm using Shazam as a reference point, right?
Right. You got a TikTok set?
Yes.
You must hate playing that shit.
I don't have a set. I just mix them in because it's so diverse now, and it goes from fucking Chandelier by Sia is a TikTok song, and that song is like four or five years old. Yeah, you know what I mean. So my mainstream parties, I rock that all the time.
They be going.
They go up. Oh my gosh, they go up. They get up.
Like yo, I'm giving y'all this twice. We're not doing this.
They go. So my point is this. So
I wasn't ready. Let me get my phone ready.
That's definitely going on. That's definitely going on. But no, all right, let me speed it up.
Go.
So basically, that song, bom, 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 it has been Shazammed over 381,000 times.
Yikes.
You know what I mean?
Good for him.
So that means it's been streamed probably three or four times that amount, just on the streaming services. So this song probably most likely would have never gotten broken on, say, a YouTube or in a club. I mean, because of so many songs and different reasons. Because it doesn't sound like a club record.
Right.
I'm speaking on my DJ shit now. So how do y'all feel about these songs getting so much love and attention through TikTok?
Oh, I'm great, man. Any avenue you can use to get your promotion, get your music on.
I don't like this. I'm sorry.
No.
Whoa.
Shit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish
now,
your point.
Anything you can use to get to that bag, ladies and gentlemen, please use it. Especially some shit that's free. It ain't cost you nothing to get on TikTok.
The crazy part is, it probably wasn't even him to put it on there.
Nah.
It's probably somebody that's like, oh, I like
you
this
had
beat.
Somebody come up with a little dance?
Yeah.
Lights out.
And that's it. But you good with that?
I'm, yeah. I'm,
if you, yeah. if you're an A&R of a record label,
well,
if that was your job,
yeah.
do you feel like you're being replaced by an app right now?
Not at all. Because I think people have, I've seen it attempted and been trashed. I remember Fab tried to have a TikTok, like, for one of his songs. Remember that shit? I was like, yo, what are we doing, Fab?
Yo, stay in your lane,
you're better than this, bro.
Thomas, what up?
You don't need to do that.
yeah, yeah. And that's what he learned pretty quick.
Yeah, like yeah, that yeah. shit was, that shit was, that shit feels super forced.
Yeah, it was like, yo, do a dance to, what was the name of it? It was the one with him the record, and,
yeah.
I'm yeah. not too fly. It was
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
It was that joint.
I was all set. And that record.
And that song wasn't even trash.
Yeah.
Like I liked the record. It didn't take off, but, you know.
Totally unnecessary.
Yeah, it was. So, anyway, all of that
TikTok
to say,
might have hurt that shit. She made it whack.
I don't think it got picked up like that. No, I don't. And Fab, we know Fab got.
Yeah, Fab is Fab.
Intestinal, generational fans. Okay. So, yeah, intestinal ain't really
working. I don't know where you was going.
Listen, like, sometimes I be doing a lot.
Yeah, I see you.
Outside.
Sorry.
We outside.
Replay it.
Yeah, run that back. I'm going to challenge that one. Shout out Coach Rice. I need a 20. All right. So I just wanted to ask your opinion on that.
Okay.
Because, like I said, TikTok is really being a driver of so many different songs that would never see the light of day.
Copy.
You know what I mean? And it reminded me of something. I forgot. Was it? It was DJ Scratch. Because I'm in a bunch of, you know, DJ zones. And this is my last DJ point. I know y'all like, why are you talking about that on here? But anyway, he was making a point about DJs need to make their own songs for streaming. Like, streaming is not going anywhere. So if you were DJ, you need to create your own music so you could play it at different places. And I couldn't agree with him 1,000% more.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah,
put me in the studio, bro. I got you.
I ain't got to rap no bars. Nah, I mean, Cal ain't got the bar yet. About? So... Come on. Oh, you going to rap?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, come on, Queens. And he used Brooklyn. But anyways, I think that's a point there right there.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only true.
When I get back to that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so.
I'm off my ice box. I'm sorry.
All right, cool.
Soapbox. Ice box.
You were getting into box. Some comments about Primetime, eh?
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, Dion. Man, that's a weird transition, but we're here now. Okay, so. I got this.
Okay.
So. Dion, and you know I hate talking about the podcast, but I'm going to get straight to the point. Dion, Coach Prime, Coach Prime Sanders, was on a, what is the name of the Players podcast? Cause it is a good podcast.
Nah, this is good. It's
it's one of the ones I actually watch the clips for.
That's the one with Ocho Cinco and Brandon Marshall.
And Brandon Marshall.
Some athletes.
It's an athletes one. It'll come to me in a second. Somebody will correct this. I know. Adam, what up? So they was talking about everything with his career and everything that you know he's got going on, but they got to the point about relationships. And Prime made a great point about how to keep your women happy.
Ooh.
He was talking about how a majority of the time, women are telling us what they want from us. We're just not listening and we're not catching what they're trying to say. So, for example, and this was a great example, he was like, when your woman comes up to you and touches you on your shoulder and says, hey, how you doing? She's really saying, I want you to touch me on my shoulders and ask me how I'm doing. But we're totally missing that. A majority of men are totally missing that clue because we're so caught up in, oh, she's asking about us. Let me talk about us. When she's really trying to communicate what she's wanting at that moment.
Mm.
And I will say this. After hearing that, I started paying attention this last couple weeks. Actually, it's last week because it only came out earlier this week. And the ill part about it is, it's not just with someone you're dating, but it's with people that are in your inner circle, women that are in your inner circle. They will show you and say what they need at that particular time, whether it be on a friendship level or on a relationship level or on some other kind of intimate level. The thing of it is for us as men to catch it and be like, you know what? She's trying to send me a message. She's trying to say, hey, I need to vent to you right now without saying, hey, I need to vent to you. Perfect example. As much as women say WYD, which means.
What you doing? Look at me.
Look at you. Come on. A majority of the time, they're really wanting us to ask them what they're doing.
Right.
What's going on with you right now? I got something on my mind, so I want to share that. And I tried this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like I said, not just in intimate situation, but in just other general ones, but just paying attention to how people were, not, let me stop saying people, how women were reaching out and saying different things. Even for my daughter on other people, it's just being aware and catching it. It worked. it was like, yo.
Eureka.
It was more than Eureka. It was like the gold rush. It was like, yo, where the conversation went from there and what they were able and willing to share from that point. It's like, damn. And I think I'm an inept person who knows about different things about women and cats. I mean, yeah, no. It was a great point. It was a great point that he brought up. I saw that too. And I just wanted to share that. I wish I had a clip set up, but, you know, we're going to get on our technology stuff. You know, I'm going to put that on Joe to handle that.
Yeah. So he's about to make Joe the Joe about to be the man.
So what do you think about that?
No comment. No, nah, I agree, man. I think more than anything in any walk of life, any communication is fucking everything. And a lot of times, man, you're right. We do be oblivious to a lot of shit. Mm. We really, really do. You know what I mean? So when we do catch it, I try not to be, mm-hmm. but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. Mm. You know what I mean? But I just think that in general, people tend to be oblivious sometimes with their partner or most females. I think the part that's more interesting to me when I hear you say it is, I get it when it's a relationship type of thing or somebody trying to talk to.
Yeah,
that part to me it seems easier.
Mm.
I think the key is when it's like something that's new,
mm-hmm.
like because you might take that shoulder touch as she done broke the contact barrier. It's time to get it bracket.
Well, that's the other thing, bracket. That's the other thing about it is, well, there's two different things about it. Mm-hmm. But you bring up that point is you can't be that. I don't think it's mm-hmm. healthy to be that accessible or open to everyone like that.
Agreed.
Or all the women in your circle or wider circle or even in your network like that. You can't. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes those things, as men, what do we always try to do? I know for me personally.
Okay.
I'm trying to fix something. What's broke? What I got to do? Mm. Who I got to throat chop? What I got to do next? Now, what you need?
Is this in a setting of like you interested in somebody or just in general as?
That's what I'm saying. It's more than just that. It's definitely in the scope of you interested in somebody. It's also in the mm-hmm. scope of me and me talking to my daughter on the phone or mm. even me and my mother and she wanted something or needed something at the time. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's not just in a romantic sense, but it's definitely in a romantic sense. You see what I'm saying?
I got
so,
you.
Yeah. Like I said, I know me. I'm so used to being resourceful and figuring things out. Oh, man, I'm a fixer.
Mm.
That's what I am. So, listen.
It's my duty.
Like I said, it's bigger than just. It's bigger than. God damn it,
Will. It's bigger than your average.
It is.
Is that where you headed?
Back to back?
Yo, can I get my second ding? What the fuck?
Yo, he's heating up. All right. Pass the rock, pass the rock. corner. Yo, hilarious. But no, but yeah, that, yeah.
Like that, that's your personality. Like you're into that, that listening and responding. You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You should start like really just like helping people, like just navigate this thing called life a little bit.
A little bit.
You try it. While. You might be out of it.
I may be. You know, it may be part
Give
of
it
the purpose. Maybe part of what you're supposed to be doing.
No, you
head.
Should probably call it.
When's
now
what's
I'm
good.
Thinking about it.
What you think about?
Some like a spinoff legacy, maybe like with your initials or something like that. Like something in there. Like
and do like a whole Instagram page behind it, right?
No, you should probably do that.
Yeah, like KJN Legacy.
Yo, yeah.
We outside, people. We outside, people.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro. One half.
No, okay, so all seriousness for a second. Because we got a couple of the silly things to get to that I think are silly. What do you think about that? As you, because like I said, I think most men think they're fixers. Joe, are you a right. fixer? Thank you. Q, I ain't even gonna ask him. We already know what that answer is. Q said, I'm gonna fix the game, damn it. Hold on. Whatever I gotta do, it's gonna get fixed.
Some women expect that, and others allow us to work in that atmosphere. Some of them say, well, you know, I'm an independent woman. I can do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Lies.
But some of them may humble themselves and allow us to fix situations.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they see us going the wrong direction, they may drop a hint and totally let you keep the credit and be like, yeah, you know, I was going to do
it. I ain't never seen that happen, by the way. But just not that part. You was on the rolls. You said that. They're like, let you keep the credit. What?
Yeah, that's it. But it doesn't.
Please don't give any ideas or not.
He has enough to do. Thank you. Thank you, Ev.
He already had that one.
Listen, and she knows I got more work to do over there too. But yeah, it's I just wanted to get a consensus in the room because, like I said, I know I try to.
I'm definitely helping.
So this transition for me of actually trying what Dion said and looking at the response and how the response has continued to unfold.
Light bulb.
Bro, listen.
I like it.
Listen, it's something else. And it's just something that's simple of just being aware of our situation and stepping outside of ourselves and what we got going on. And you know what, I will say this, because it's tough as men because, you know, leader of the household, always got to be on square, which we do. But it's about having that awareness and vulnerability to say, like, hey, somebody who's close to me in one way or another, she's trying to communicate something to me that I normally would not catch. Mm. So now let me put everything else to the side and go from there. Not just go from there, but respond accurately or respond accordingly from there. So yeah, ain't nobody saying nothing on that. Facebook sleep, but IG popping though. Dominates, yo, we was talking about what Dion had to say on, and I still can't remember the name of the damn show, of his podcast that he was a guest host on, where he was saying about keeping your woman happy and really paying attention to what she's trying to communicate to their partner at different times. So that's where it came from, and I was just explaining how I've used that already this week, and not just romantical word? Romantical situations, but also in other dealings with women I am close with. Definitely in a circle, not for the world, but that's what we were talking about at that particular moment. We bounce around a lot. We talk about a lot of things. Will was ready to talk about Soulja Boy, so, you know, I just had to get that in.
That definitely is not the show.
That wasn't the move? That wasn't what was next?
That wasn't the play.
Okay.
Yeah. I am an athlete.
Cue any silence.
I am athlete podcast. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yes, thank you. I am athlete. Yeah. Big shout out to them because they really do be tackling.
Nah, they going, bro. They do a lot on mental health. I think some of those are some of the illest shows.
Yeah.
Nah, they going.
They definitely are. But yeah, like I said, fellas, try that this weekend or next week whenever you're in that same type of dynamic.
Be a good listener.
It's more than that, bro. It's more than that. I don't want to downplay it by saying
that. I'm not. So, but like, that's definitely an issue. And I think, and this is something like, as we get older, it's stuff we start to understand. And listening to understand and not listening to respond.
Yeah.
That shit right there.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Oh, now you cooking. Come on. Come on, man.
Game.
Come on, queen.
Game changer.
Yes.
Game changer. Because a lot of times, bro, like, and I think this is people in general. Nobody want to be wrong.
Right.
Ever. I don't give a damn how understanding. Nobody wants to be wrong. I don't like being told I'm wrong.
Right.
I do not.
Yeah.
But.
It's one of my favorite things to do, tell Willie's wrong. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you'd be wrong when you say that, so I don't even count. But like, I think everybody has that. Who the hell want to get reprimanded about anything?
Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody does. Like, you got to take that, especially when you're dealing with a partner.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I got to hear your side of how you view it. Because a lot of times, it be such misunderstandings like that. Because, the way we think and the way she think... That shit's so different than it's not even funny.
But that's the part that I'm talking about. This is a way to get clued into how she's feeling and what she's thinking and what she would like to see, how she would like to be responded to.
Right.
You know, one of the things I do talk about on KJ and Legacy, all jokes aside, is how people like to be communicated with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you said, you don't like being told you're wrong. A lot of people don't like being talked down to. And a lot of situations, as men, we're trying to share knowledge, but it'll come across as I'm talking down to you like you're a subordinate.
Yeah, like I'm trying to be a dad.
Yeah.
I ain't your child.
And for some reason.
I love that one.
For some reason, women don't take too kindly to that.
Y'all heard that shit before. Yeah. I ain't the only person that ever heard that.
I ain't your child. Listen.
See, and right there, you want to shoot back. Like
I do shoot back. I'm just that now. Yo.
But you call me daddy.
y'all ain't.
All right, chill. I'll be in here.
Y'all
Nah, but
finish what you were saying.
Nah, I was saying but just that interaction, that I like the point you made, like that communication, like that shit is, and it's crazy, man. You really start to get, I just love the fact that even like as I'm aging and I get older, like I love this continuing to learn. Mm-hmm. Like I love that part. Like, cause it's like, you think you know, you think you know a lot. I'm like, I'm pretty good. I got a decent understanding. Then when they, and you hear something that's so, it's always something that's so basic, and you're like, nigga. Word.
You know what it is about those situations? It's not that you're learning something that's so basic. Mm-hmm. You're being reminded of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Of something you already known, and it's just more appropriate now at that particular time and what you're going through. So it relates. It relates. What's the word?
What's the shit they always say when we was young? You understand when you get older.
Exactly.
Remember you hated that shit from your parents? Like, oh, you understand when you get older? That's whatever, motherfucker. Yeah. You don't know every guy.
I understand now.
Then you get older and you're like, okay. Nah, dead ass. I would have never understood that. You're right. I would have never got
resignate. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, to dig in the bag for that one.
Listen, it was deep. But no, it's that's what happens when we have a lot of those aha reminders. Not mm-hmm. aha moments. It's just aha reminders. So, and you know what? All right, never mind. There you go. I'm not going to do that. I'm like, we got a couple more things. But I'm just tired of these memes that y'all be loving and reposting. And it's just like, I'm going to choke this. This is the most basic. All right, sorry.
So anyway,
it sounds like I'm hating.
You don't base your
no, I don't.
Your life off
off
memes?
Never. Sorry.
No?
I've been trying.
So do you use
just the word memes would never allow me to do that.
You don't use the gram as like a Bible for life?
I do. When I need answers to life,
I go to the gram.
I go to the gram.
You are making a mistake.
And then I repost it, and then I put as my caption, facts.
100, you put the 100 emoji?
Nah, just facts.
Put about 60 of them?
Nah, no. I put the fax machine because you know I'm from Brooklyn.
I see you. You got that off.
I'm sorry. We being super petty. Real at the same time because y'all got to stop that shit.
Don't get me cranked up on social media, bro.
We ain't got time.
Nah, we don't have time for that.
We got time. We ain't got time.
That might be a good topic, though. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I'm going to stop saying
that. I don't know that. I don't know that. Yeah. We have a couple more.
But nah, shout out to the that podcast. And I like that point he was making. Communication is super key.
Yeah.
And
listen to your woman. That's even more super key than communication. Because that's a different level of, hey, man.
Hey, women. I love y'all. Especially black women. I love y'all even more.
There it is.
Don't take advantage of that.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? Dig a hole. Come on.
No, I am.
What do you mean by that?
I think men and women, we tend to take advantage of shit like that. Especially on the side of communication. I think if a man is willing to listen, I think respect it. Not only respect it, just give him a chance to understand.
So how do y'all
We may not get this shit in the first try.
Mm.
You might have to tell me the same shit four or five times for me to be like,
not me.
Man, this nigga go.
I'm sorry.
I'm
just saying, I don't want to hear it more than once. You know me. I'm sorry.
I know you don't want to hear it. Yeah. I said it might take you more than once to get to fully understand that.
Yeah, nah. But
who man's is this?
No kind of alley's an A. You're out here by yourself.
Who man's is this? You know what I mean? So I'm about to get traded. Somebody tell you about, yo, like, you know how she might subtly say, I don't like that? And you're like, whatever. And then you fucking fly through it like it's a yellow light. It might take you out there when she'd be like, yo, motherfucker. And you'd be like, shit, you really don't like that.
Oh, wait, I do relate to this now. Okay, go ahead. Like,
now I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. My fault.
Yeah.
I'm over here thinking this shit wasn't that serious.
Yeah, like when a woman tells you, like, I don't like being rubbed on, and they say it with that part of their voice, I'm like, God damn, okay.
Yo, get out.
Noted. That's what it says.
Get out.
Get out. Get out.
Get out, yeah.
Not at this particular time.
Nah, I'm just playing.
That's going to say that for the next one. But no, I was going to ask, this is what I was going to ask y'all.
Go.
Because y'all were both on the same page. Mm-hmm. I could see, because, you know, Jersey don't agree with much, but he's agreeing with you.
Yo.
So, how do you let a woman know that you're open and being listenable to what's going on?
Listenable, okay.
Yeah, I'm outside. BQE, what up? That's family right there. Zeke!
Let him open. I think it goes back to what I said before, like being that listener and just saying that, like, hey, listen. I don't get it. Like
that's how you would communicate it?
I'm dead ass.
You understand what I'm saying though? Like, cause y'all said you don't like it when she steps on you when you're trying to be open to you being open to what she's trying to tell you.
Right.
You're saying she can know that by you saying, oh, I don't get it. How can you let her know that you're open to what she's trying to tell you?
I think just by articulating that. I think I tell people all the time, listen, like I'm very open if I'm with somebody. So I want to hear what you have to say.
Right.
I'm super like, I'm guilty of being, I'm guilty of being too laid back at times. Right. That's definitely me. That's mm-hmm. That's my
hey, attitude. Man, I understand, brother.
You know what I mean? Like, so the thing with me is that comes off kind of uninterested.
Lackadaisical.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Lackadaisical. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's just that I'm just like, all right, well, tell me what's going on. Because I'm willing to like, I'm Mr. Compromise. I'm Mr. Like, all right, well, let me hear your side of this. Now, I still may think your side is some horseshit.
We was almost there.
Keeping it a buck. I still might think that. But like, I want to hear it. I want to hear like how you viewing it. Because I might just be looking at it a different way. Shit, my way of looking at it might be totally fucked up. I might need you to enlighten me like, oh, shit.
So those moments have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of women, they'd be like, yeah, nah, he don't get it. See, Yolanda's saying, yo, nah, be stern. That's what she, see. And that's the thing. This is why I was asking about how can you communicate that to them? Because, you know, women are different. Oh, imagine that. But it's that portion of it. How do you connect with your woman or the woman you're dealing with at that time? Damn, that sounds messed up. But
edit that out, Joe.
You know, I don't edit it out. Yo, summertime. Summertime fly.
Yeah, man.
Throw your hands
high
in the sky.
High boy summer.
Go to, yo. City boy summer, man. So I heard. I got nothing to do with that. That's what I was saying about, you know, she's giving an example of like, right. Yo, nah, be stern. And you're saying like, no, I'm going to be open to it.
No, I'm going to hit your side.
Is there a universal signal that we can, as men across a majority of men across the board, put up and say like, "Hey, I'm here for you."
I don't think that.
I'm open to what you're saying right now. Not saying I'm here for you.
I don't think it's universal because everybody communicates differently. Everybody understands differently. Everybody learns differently. Everybody all of that's different. We are all individuals, and no one person is going to react the same to everything.
Okay, so your first, I cut you off again.
Mm-hmm. No, you
so go. one of the good examples that you just gave is you saying and clearly communicating, "Hey, no, I want to hear what you have to say." Is one thing. What's another way? If that wasn't, I used to play this game.
Oh.
It's not even a game, but shout out Rodney Perry.
It's a good exercise.
It is a great exercise. Never Deny Next Level. It's something I learned on there. It was an exercise that we called Make Another Choice. So I'm asking you to make another choice. Like that first answer was great, but I want you now to think of it in a different way and make another choice. How else can we communicate that?
Communicate.
Face, what up?
Get back to me.
Communicate. I'm going too deep. Communicate how you can communicate to her. Mm-hmm. That you're open to what she has to say without using the same words that you just used.
Without using that.
Yeah. What other way you got? JP, chilling.
Other
man.
Than saying I'm interested in what you're saying?
Other than that. Because that may not be enough. Like I said, Yolanda, like that would have been too soft. Like, Yolanda's like, too soft? Be stern, yeah.
Yo, I think it's delicate because some people will only respond to that. Some women, yes, you have to be extra stern.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that.
How would you do that? Huh? What would that look like? What would that sound like?
What would that look like and sound like? It's just being just like that. It's being stern. You're kind of asking the same question in a different way or kind
of. That's the point of the game.
But like it's saying it in a more forceful way. But I said that's when you get that response that's like, you ain't nobody daddy. You know what I mean? But some women, like they need that.
And I'm only asking because Yolanda brought it up. So she may respond better to that. Like, what would that sound like coming from you? Because I know you. You're very, like you said, you're very laid back.
Yeah, I am.
But if you had to be like, yo, shut the fuck up and tell me what I need to hear. That's what I did there.
I see what you did.
Yeah. So it's like, but how do you do that? You know, how would you do that?
I'm super guilty because I cut people off bad.
Self-awareness.
Like,
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I cut people off super bad. Like, so you might start talking and I just like, yo, hold on for a minute. Like, let me, because it's not to, I'm not trying to shit on you and I super be trying to work on it. I really do. And a lot of times I'll do it and then be like, ah, shit, my bad. Go ahead. You know what I mean?
You catch yourself.
Yeah, I'll be trying, but it's already too late. I already been to it, but I'll cut your ass off in a heartbeat if I feel, especially if you're saying some shit that I just think is wild.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hold on. Like that, no.
But it's wild to you, though.
To me, that's my point. And that's why I'd be trying to catch myself like, my fault. Fish, what you saying?
Sound like the baby from me. Like, hit. All right, sorry. Yolanda, she said, yo, you don't have to be rude with it, but just be stern with it. Yeah, I was exaggerating.
Not to be rude, but like, everybody's different. Like I said, so like that stern might work perfectly for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But and
I might
others.
Be stern for somebody else and they'd be like, this nigga think he my daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get the fuck from around here.
So let's get Q in trouble, Tom. Q, how would you handle this?
Ooh.
Mic's on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This nigga smart, bro. This nigga smart. There you go, Q. That was the right answer. He's got 100 on the test.
Come
bro.
On, I'm just saying because we got. How long y'all? You Tiffin married now? 5 years.
Right? Congratulations,
so we
bro.
Got a yeah. Congratulations.
Half a decade. Shoot,
come on, man. Kevin. Yo, you was on the road, brother.
Don't say that out loud.
I'm glad to turn your mic down. The reason I asked that, and then we got Joe, who's what's the term for being engaged?
It's pre-engaged,
right? Engaged.
Pre-gaged.
Right. No, it's not pre-gaged. Don't want to ask. Listen, guys,
what's nice speaker wire?
Zone. Do you have a 30-second answer for how you deal with this? I love getting Joe's perspective because Joe is like 18
gotta
out
give
here.
Joe fucking 30. You gotta put Joe on the shot clock. You got 24 seconds, Joe.
If you don't want to contribute, you're doing something, that's fine.
You down two.
But I mean, if you want to dodge that bullet, Doja coin, then that's fine. When is the date for y'all to get? July?
Of June.
Shit.
Get out of here. Coming up, y'all. You getting married in like 5 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Oh, bigger conversation. When's the bachelor party? I'm sorry.
What we're not doing.
It's on the 19th. If you haven't seen it, it's on my Instagram, _theladykiller. Come out and, you know, enjoy with
wait,
us.
Wait, how'd you name it? The Lady Killer?
_theladykiller.
You got to change that shit.
That's the album of Mr. Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, you got
to
change
He's
that
He's trying
shit.
To clean that shit up.
That's
listen.
What it is.
So that's how you got it off?
Yeah.
Okay. I respect it. I guarantee she googled that shit.
Yeah.
Shit, this shit better be a habit, motherfucker. Okay.
How would you handle that? Because Joe, I keep messing up. You're 26? 28. 28, my fault. 28.
Damn, Joe.
Then 2 years matter. Then 2 years matter.
Anyway, go ahead. Don't crack, man.
So, for clarity, ask your question again so I make sure I'm answering it.
Okay, so I would, this particular part of the question, because right. I know we got to go in like 5 minutes. So, this particular part of the question was about how do you communicate with your fiance that you're open and listening, ready to listen to what she has to tell you?
Well,
or what ways? If you got more than one, I'll give you a minute.
Well, first off, I don't listen just to answer. I listen to understand. Because mm-hmm. I want her to know that
right.
her opinion matters, mm-hmm. but it's not falling on deaf ears. So I want to make sure that I check myself while I'm listening.
That's what I'm saying. How do you, I don't want to keep cutting you off, but how do you show that to her? Or do you actually say that?
How do I show that? When she's talking to me, I'm looking into her eyes. I'm listening intently. My phone is definitely not in my hand because that is a trigger warning.
That shit.
For all you guys, is
fucking annoying, man.
When she's talking to you, put the game controller down.
Yeah, go ahead. I got you.
She needs your undivided attention.
Good point. Well said.
Also, I just make sure, like, you know, if we're in a room and it's too loud, I'm cutting out all distractions. Because obviously, if she's talking to you or stressing something to you, it's important. It does not matter if it's not important to you, but just showing that characteristic of, like, all right, she's talking to me, she's talking about something important, and vividly showing that by giving her your undivided attention goes a long way. And then making sure that when you're responding, you stand on topic. Because if you respond and it was nothing on topic, you just killed your whole setup because now she's like, he wasn't even listening. What was the point of going to him? And then that causes arguments because she'll start doing stuff on her own and won't come to you at all. And you're like, well, why didn't you come to me? Well, what I normally do, you're not listening. So
talk that
Joe about to take off. He about to take off. Listen, Joe about to take off.
Just make sure you listening out here in these streets, man. Don't get caught up.
Man.
Come on, man. Don't get caught up. Well said, Joe. Well said.
Joe, what college did you graduate from again? I got to do it.
The illustrious. Clark Atlanta University, shout out.
Hey!
You're going to get his shit off.
Yeah, damn right. I got you. I got to do it. No, well said. I'm just trying to show people that, you know, we get different aspects and input from people from different levels, man.
So says it's more about
Aaron, what
tone.
Up? Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
It's more about tone. We can say the same thing, but we not know how to deliver it is the key. Delivery is definitely the key.
Yeah. All right. What else we got to go? Because we got to get out
of
here.
That's it, bro.
That was it?
Shout out to
We covered everything?
Yeah, that's it.
You want to talk about Simone?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
All right.
It's that time.
You want to talk about LeBron? Oh, we are.
Man, you don't care about LeBron.
You're right. I do LeBron. Not when he's not in the playoffs.
Mm.
And it's not about philanthropy at all.
So,
real quick. Hey, man. Hey, the mic was still on. Look at the head. I got you. Go ahead now. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to do all of that.
Okay.
Hey, man. Shout out to Q for coming in and hanging out with us. We appreciate
My
you,
guy.
Brother. We appreciate you, bro. We do. Because, you know, it's been a minute.
Two-time
did
guest.
Did you catch how he coordinated with his phone case, the T-shirt, and the sneakers? Did you... I'm just saying.
Snigga be on it.
But no, all right.
That's like,
what was I saying? Oh, so I just wanted to cover this real quick. This Saturday, Georgia Spartans fitness boot camp and no fitness boot camp and fair. The cab, where we at? We at Exchange Park in the cab. 2 to 6 p.m. Somehow I got roped into, I think I'm a captain of one of the kickball teams and DJing and hosting. Listen, I got to raise my rates. Anyway, so that's just saying, I got a lot going on. So I'm about to post that flyer. That'll be this Saturday when Hip Hop is back. Dope. Saturday night at the patio, if y'all ready into the sticks and doing some grown folks things and celebrations, I'll be there from 9 to 2, and then Sunday we back home with the BQE fam. So I just wanted to share that because they'd be like, oh, you don't share it enough, you know. So
that's bad.
What you got going on, Will?
It's daddy weekend, buddy.
Hey, enough said. Actually, it's not enough said. What you got planned for them? It's summertime.
What y'all doing? Swimming lesson Sunday.
Okay.
Told you, I'm on it this summer.
Okay. My man, Ed, shout out, Ed. Happy belated birthday. I talked to him yesterday. His daughter was doing swimming lessons. He was talking about how, oh, man, we got to talk about this later. Mike, what up? He was talking about how he lives in Orlando. They live in Orlando. When it comes to swimming lessons, and a majority of the crowd is not of us.
No.
And it made me think of, yo, I didn't learn how to swim until I was, since we left New York and was in Florida. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like 13, somewhere around there. But I was telling her how big it was that even though she may not be the fastest, she's out there competing with them. Because I was telling her, like, yo, you know them kids is out there in the pool 24/7, right? You see the love, AOD Village right there. But anyway, no, we'll save that conversation for another time. But no, it's just real big that you're y'all are doing that. You getting in the pool? You know how to swim, right?
Hell yeah, like a fish.
No, all right.
A fat fish, but a fish.
All right, okay, cool. That was extra. Anything else before we get out of here? Oh, we talking about music next week, damn it.
Oh yeah,
because we started talk about the DMX album for real. Nah. We talking about that next week because I got
another week to marinate.
I got some thoughts about that last track. If you haven't listened to the DMX album,
give it a shot. Lloyd Banks album, listen to that.
Lloyd drops. See, I gotta catch up.
Sorry, you a Queens hater. All right. Thank y'all for coming out.
Who is my right?
Yo, man. On three, man.
Go Hawks. Oh, that's not it.
Oh, shit. 3-2-1.
Yeah. I actually meant that, man. Y'all some haters.